Welcome to the Rubber Naked Podcast. I'm Alicia, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Bevan, today, since everybody else is out traveling and working really hard because we've got so much going on. Bevan, thanks for having me in your office today.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm not used to talking, so this is going to be very awkward for me.
I appreciate you being here with us, though. But we do have a lot to talk about. I'll get to Tupelo in a minute, but I just want to tease you guys with Elvis Week. I mean, we're just a few months away from August, and I know everybody's so anxious to hear about what's going on, and we're working very hard to figure out all the details so we can announce it very soon. But make your plans to come. I can promise you there are going to be a lot of new things and a lot of cool things to see. So plan on Elvis Week coming up here very soon. But let's talk about Tupelo, because Tupelo, they just announced their Elvis Festival.
Oh, do you know who's from Tupelo?
Who?
Many people won't know this, but Elvis Aaron Presley.
That means it's pretty special, right?
It is, definitely.
Well, I have personally only been to Tupelo one time, and I know they have a lot of cool people down there, and they do a lot of neat things because you can go and you can see the birthplace, and I mean, it's actually really neat to just see house that Elvis grew up in. I mean, it's so tiny.
And the hardware store.
And the hardware store and everything. It's just so cool. They actually just announced their Elvis Festival, which is coming up June 5th through the 8th, and on Friday, June 6th, their headliner is Sister Hazel.
I'm a big fan.
And Saturday night, June 7th, Brandon Bennett is actually opening. So is Dustin Lynch. And also their headliner is Joe Nichols. So it's actually going to be a really fun weekend. They're also having an Elvis tribute artist contest. And Tom Brown, now, who is our friend, is going to be there as well.
Tom Brown, yeah, he's very knowledgeable about Elvis.
He
actually doesn't work for ET.
For us?
He doesn't work for us. Yeah, I can't even remember where we work.
But
he should, because being a huge Elvis fan, and he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people about Elvis movies.
Absolutely. And that's why we let him do the conversations pieces when he comes here. And he's actually doing a conversations down in Tupelo. They're also doing a gospel concert and a brunch. So for more information about this, you can go to graceland.com, get all the information about going to Tupelo. And actually, I wanted to talk about a clip that we're going to play for you guys. We did a few legacy recordings back a while ago, Bevan. I remember us going and talking to a lot of people who
great
knew Elvis and had really cool stories. Well, this one is going to be from Sam Bell. He was actually here for the 75th birthday a few years back. But he's a childhood friend of Elvis's. I mean, knew Elvis before he was ever Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. And he talks about how he was his childhood friend growing up in Tupelo. They would go listen to gospel music together. Right, Bevan?
Yeah, they'd listen to gospel music. They would, he saw, I'm trying to remember what he said. Things like he saw Elvis, beating time on, what was it? It wasn't a rake. What was it? Well, you'll hear it in the interview.
I was going to say, don't try to remember.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
We're going to hear it in the interview, so take a listen.
His daddy built him a tree house. Built us a tree house. No cover over the tree house, it was just the flooring. So we had to climb up because we were little fellows. And an adult person could reach up and sit up there. So Miss Gladys used to make us a peanut butter sandwich with bananas and a cheese sandwich. He ate more cheese than he did peanut butter sandwich, and she'd make us Kool-Aid. And that's where he used to, when he first moved there, that's where he kept his broom. When he finally brought that broom out, he used that broom for a guitar. And when he first brought that broom out, every day he would just string it. It didn't mean nothing. And we went over to the Sanctified Church. They had a revival we called Sanctified Church. They had a tent, and on the good days we'd be in the tent. And he'd get up there on that stage up there, and he'd be jumping. Well, you know how he'd beat the tambourines and play the guitar. And little did we know, he was watching that guy playing that guitar. He started working his fingers like he knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. It made a lot of sense. Same thing with the piano. He bang, bang, bang that piano, just a lot of noise. Bang, bang, bang. And then he started doing the scales. Do, so, re, mi, do, like do, 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 do. And then he was learning. Mm-hmm. He was learning then. We didn't know. The guy had talked about the fairground. There's bleachers up there. We used to play baseball down there. They used to have a carpool down there, rodeos and things down there. So we'd go down there and we took batting practice. When he got his turn, he maybe do it once. He would go up there and sit in that bleachers, and he'd just sit up there with, hey, Presley, your turn. Your turn to bat. He'd wave everybody off. But I think what he was doing, I understand that he did a concert at that same space, at that same spot. So he knew more about what was going on than we did. Just like he knew he was going to play that guitar. He knew he was going to play that piano. And he knew that he was going to be in that, I believe he knew that he was going to be in that concert down there. Because he sat there and just stare across there.
That was a really cool clip from Sam Bell. Yeah. Really cool to hear about Elvis growing up in Tupelo. So everybody, go to Graceland.com. Get all the information you could ever want about Graceland and Elvis right there. Come to Elvis Week. Make your plans to go to Tupelo, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.